It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Coming up, diving into Lake Erie's dead zone. But first... time now for comments from you, our listeners. Listener response to our recent interview with astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson led to an illuminating off-air lesson on astronomy's etymology. Mr. Tyson, a frequent contributor to our program about all things celestial, talked with us about a new planet recently discovered in our solar system. Currently known by its catalog name, 2003 UB3313, astronomers are now entertaining suggestions for a permanent name for the planet. Its discoverer, Neil Tyson noted, wants to name it Xena, after the fictional warrior princess of television fame. Perhaps the name Xena was made up for the television series you refer to, writes Terry Potter of Washington, D.C., but this name is definitely an Arabic name that remains popular for women today. I hope you will recognize this fact if the opportunity presents itself. Giving serious consideration to this name or others of Middle Eastern heritage would go some distance in recognizing the ancient heritage of astronomy as practiced by the region's astronomers. Mr. Tyson responded to Mr. Potter with a brief historical primer on the subject of star naming. Planet and moon names, with the exception of the moons of Uranus, by convention trace to Roman and Greek gods, Neil writes. Xena is neither, although it sounds Greek, and the TV character of this name is neither Muslim nor from the Middle East. That being said, you perhaps know that the Middle Eastern influence on astronomy is manifest. More than two-thirds of all stars that have names have Arabic names, not to mention the astrolabes and other instruments of celestial navigation pioneered by the culture. Response to our recent story on cold fusion technology left one listener, well, cold. I am dismayed that Living on Earth would devote such a disproportionate fraction of its airtime to the pathology of cold fusion, writes retired physicist Don Groom of California. In addition to cold fusion and its ilk, the nonsense out there includes claims that intelligent design is a science, that cell phones and or power lines cause cancer, and that aliens have visited Earth. Oh well, something like their fusion hot. Your comments on our program are always welcome. Call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988, or write to 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. Our email address is letters@loe.org. Once again, letters@loe.org. And visit our webpage at livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org. CDs and transcripts are $15.